Welcome back to the next episode of The Rager's Rambles. I'm your most humblest of hosts, the Orange Doggo Bad, Avera Nova. And joining me today is none other than my most esteemed technical producer, Noble!
Morning.
Indeed it is. Alright, and next up we have Inu.
Hi.
Hello.
And last but not least, of course, we got our buddy No Dragons, Please.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be back.
Yeah, cool stuff. Alright, so how is everyone doing tonight?
Well, my arms hurt because I was doing a bit of walking and taking groceries home.
Huh, I see. Well, hopefully you're feeling a little bit better today.
Yeah, it's just more walking 20 minutes. With a few too much.
Yeah, pulse. I feel you. All right.
Hey, how about you?
I'm doing okay. Can't complain.
And by the way, guys, can we just appreciate how adorable Inu looks in his face rig? Adorable. Yes. All of the floofs.
Oh, hey, I smell something. I need to investigate this.
Oh, God.
It's perfect. Yes, oh, I mean, so. I'm doing good. You know, just usual Denver traffic stuff. Yippee for getting off work. Woo!
Yeah, well, I mean, well, you were saying earlier, like how much snow, like all that crazy stuff happened in Denver. But
oh yeah, we got like
warm weather though.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, a foot of snow, it's all basically melted by the next day because. Bipolar weather.
Bipolar party bear. Bipolar party bear. You remember that YouTube video? I loved it.
Yeah, when I was growing up, we had like four seasons in one day on a regular basis.
My goodness.
I mean, yeah, that's Colorado in a nutshell. It's four seasons in one day. Our favorite saying is, if you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes. Probably will change to something you do like.
Alrighty. So, what do you say we get into our first topic here? Oh, boy. So, before I say anything, I'm offended by the word Hasbro. I think it should be called Haswoman. I'm just saying.
Seriously?
Anyways, Hasbro. According to the Associated Press, Mr. Potato Head is no longer a Mr. Because Haswoman, the company that makes the potato-shaped plastic toys, giving Spud gender-neutral name. Just Potato Head. And the change will appear on boxes for this year. Oh, goodness. Just what we needed, guys. I'm sorry, girls and or guys or non-binary questioning. It's exactly what we needed.
So, all right. here's a theoretical question, right? Because we've had, what, four Toy Story movies? If they do another one, what are they going to do with Potato Head, Mr. Potato Head?
Okay, so it turns out that the last one we had was the actual last one.
Oh, was it?
You mean Toy Story 4?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about Toy Story 4, though? Remember when, like, he gave his... Or maybe that was Toy Story 3, I don't know. Like, he gave his toys to that little girl, Bonnie. And he's like, this is Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head. They can't be separated because they're a couple. Is that, you know, supporting heteronormative... norms? Like, should Toy Story be canceled because of that?
Oh,
I think you should cancel because
hey, Vera, don't give them any more fuel. All right, this
yeah,
planet,
yeah,
there's
right. I shouldn't even think about that too deeply.
They holy already crap. Do have the fact that Woody is a sheriff, and Buzz is basically like the police of the space.
Yeah, he's a space ranger. Yeah,
two police officers basically as the head of the movie.
Basically, yeah. Franchise. All right, so let's check out this article from AP. Is it Mr. Potato Head or not? Does anyone want to take this?
Ian, can you read this one?
Yeah, sure. Let me try. New York Associated Press. Is it Mr. Potato Head or not? Hasbro created confusion Thursday when it announced that it would drop the Mr. from the brand's name in order to be more inclusive and so all could feel welcome in the Potato Head world. It also said it would sell a new playset this fall without the Mr. and Mrs. designations that would let kids create their own type of potato families, including two moms or two dads. But in a tweet
what?
Later that after
two potato moms? Are you kidding me? Sorry, go on.
In a tweet later that afternoon, Hasbro certified that while the brand is changing, the actual Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head characters will still live on and be sold in stores. In a picture posted on Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. names are less prominently displayed at the bottom of the box instead of the top. While it was announced today that Potato Head brand, the Potato Head brand name and logo are dropping the Mr. That's a terrible, terrible pun. I am proud to present. I am proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, the company tweeted. I am.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that comes out of this this whole thing.
That's literally the best thing. I mean, we did it, guys. We solved sexism by making Mr. Potato Head a potato.
Yep.
That's it. We did it.
You know, they probably shortchanged themselves with this.
I just can't believe how many people actually care about this. And, like, why that Hasbro felt the need to actually do it. Like, that's one of the weird things, you know?
Because...
probably, like, why?
A man and a woman.
Exactly. Why? Why would you
this
do?
This is probably them trying to get brownie points with the whole sort of community thing, but they didn't realize that they could have just created, like, a skew of new characters cover the LGBT whatever Q plus community.
Because they can't have their own. They gotta take over someone else's.
But then they sort of screw themselves over.
Or just destroy the things you love. Like Mr.
Remember, guys, genders are bad. Do not identify as anything.
Because instead of making something new and creative and unique, they gotta destroy something that somebody else's is. Because well, yours is competition, so they need to destroy yours. I killed the chat.
I think it's silly. Like what Noble said, they could have just made their own LGBTQ version of Potato Head. They didn't have to be like, oh, we're canceling Mr. and Mrs. Genders don't exist anymore.
Yeah. We got a live comment from
Caffeinated Wolf.
Caff Racer Wolf. All right, cool. He says, Hi, folks. Brr, getting cold here, too. Mr. Potato Head and his missus have been reinstated. But they will not be marketed as the potato folks. I agree, Mr. Wolf. They will not be remarketed, ever.
I think the people running Hasbro are potatoes. Sorry for the pun, but not sorry for the pun.
No,
they're the real potatoes.
I wish there was live footage of board meetings so I could just like see the thought process that came down.
All right,
guys. So today we need to talk about something. What are we going to talk about? Well, there is this one Tumblr user that disagrees with the idea of Mr. Potato Head. Oh, okay. So let's cancel Potato Head. And then there's the reasonable guy like, why wouldn't we just make an LGBTQ Potato Head? No. We got to cancel genders.
Pretty much.
Oh, goodness. And now we have another one from Boxcar the Husky. He says, the Potato Heads are all related. Change my mind. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Good old incest.
Oh,
wait, that's the correct term, wasn't it?
Incest, put your sister to the test.
Yeah, don't joke about
it. No. Why did you have to say those words? Oh, God.
Anyway. Yay, let's destroy children's toys. We're being progressive.
Fun police.
Do you think that this helped their company at all? You know, Hasbro's done this before. I think it was almost a year ago, I believe, back when Hasbro, you know, because like they own Magic the Gathering. Remember like when they started to ban cards because they deemed them to be the racisms and all that stupid crap?
You think they would have learned their lesson from Gillette, but nope.
Yeah, you think they would have. They didn't.
Of course they didn't.
And now, Zergy Jim X Curb Potato Head is gender neutral now. God help us.
Avira, I just want to point out that O in Spanish means male, so we have to call it Potatex, all right?
Mr. Potato Head? Should I just add an X at the end of potato? Like Latinx, okay. Or Wix, or Womenx, or whatever the crap they do.
Señor Papitas, Señorita Papitas.
No, it's Señorita.
Throwing in other names like that, just gold.
Oh my goodness. What the actual bonkers is happening?
Mild rant. It always cracks me up when people want to put the X in like Latin X because Spanish is a language that's supposed to have genders associated with words.
Right.
And so you're just
like French and Italian.
Yeah. So you're just uprooting a traditional language because, oh no, pronoun bad.
Yeah, I think a lot of Romance languages, nouns, pronouns, I think adjectives are all gendered.
Even inanimate objects, too.
Yeah.
Like, the word for table has a gender in certain languages. Like, how crazy is that? All right, so I would just like to quote something from this article here. It says, if you scroll down a little bit, it created a lot of excitement, she said, about the reaction.
And among whom?
LGBTQ advocate groups applauded the more inclusive potato playset. Who in the crap is applauding this? Like, really? Who cares?
I told you, Avera, it's the one Tumblr user. They're so excited. That's the advocate group right there. That one Tumblr user.
Who is excited about this?
No, seriously, here's a question. How many kids under the age of, say, I don't know, 10 are going to sit there and read the instructions to their toys?
They can put the eyes and the nose and the ears, wherever the crap they want to. It's a potato. But now it's not Mr. Potato Head. I guess somehow that's more gender inclusive somehow. Because, sure. Oh, man. This is weird.
Okay. Should we move on to the next topic?
I think we should, yeah. You know, we kind of beat that potato to death.
Well, we're going from one horror story to the next.
Horror story, Daddy.
I should have gotten this ready beforehand. The Muppet Show, Disney adds content warning over negative stereotypes. Really, this is the first time I've actually seen the term stereotype used in modern day. I mean, like, after, like, 2015. This is wrong. Disney
Plus. Well, this is the first time I've ever seen, like, the Muppets being attacked for racism. This is interesting.
Really? You haven't been watching what's been going on with the Swedish Chef?
What?
Oh, God.
Don't bring up the Swedish Chef to anyone who's from Sweden. Don't bring up the Muppets to anyone who's from Sweden. They absolutely hate it.
All right. I'm not in the loop about Sweden and the Muppets. My goodness.
This has been going on for a long time. They should be toning down the Swedish Chef, if anything, in their new material. But instead, they're going sort of like full pelt because he's popular. It's like, seriously? You're actually pissing off an entire nation of people and, oh, well, they're Swedish. It doesn't matter. What the hell? Or at least turn around and... I don't know. Yeah. Disney Plus.
Because Inu, remember, Swedish people are not a minority.
Well, I'm sure they're a minority in the countries in like Europe and stuff. Like, if you go to Germany and you're Swedish, like, you're probably a minority.
No, I'm sure, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about.
All right.
Disney Plus
has added a content warning to the beginning of 18 episodes of The Muppet Show, which started streaming on the platform on Friday. Wow, really? They waited this long to put it on the... What the hell? The program includes...
This is just a week ago.
Wow. Depictions or mainstream... mistreatment of people or cultures, it reads. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. The disclaimer has been added to each of the episodes for different reasons, including one where Johnny Cash sings in front of a Confederate flag. What happens if you're not in America? Seriously.
Okay, first of all, I saw that video, and that was literally him talking about, like, Robert E. Lee. And that had nothing to do with the fucking Muppets. Nothing.
Context is out the window.
He was some general who fought in the Civil War. That's it.
The Confederacy was...
And then he also happened to be, like, a special guest one day on the Muppets, I guess. And they're like, oh, we have to denounce and put up on all these warnings for 18 episodes because racism's what the crap.
The really? Confederacy was a group of southern states that fought to keep slavery during the Civil War, and the flag is seen as a symbol of racism by many. Now, the catch 22 to this is they just simply exported it to third world countries like China, for instance, which is now starting to export that to, like, South Africa and Bangladesh and, like, a bunch of others. So it's just because you shipped it offshore doesn't mean it still doesn't exist. Disney's
exactly
added, rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact and learn from it and speak. Brain freeze.
Okay, but, like, if you're watching the Muppets, chances are you're between the ages of, like, 4 and 8. What 7-year-old gives a flying crap about the political, you know, issues of the Civil War from 150 years ago?
Here's my problem.
Or do they just want to see silly puppets dancing around and making songs and teaching you about the letters of the alphabet?
Because don't you know 4-year-olds are the ones who get offended? Don't you know 4-year-olds are the ones who get insulted the most?
When I was growing up, we were taught about stereotypes, and we were taught that this doesn't define a person. Yeah, why aren't the schools still doing that shit? Seriously.
I mean, honestly. So, I've had this conversation with a fellow Twitch streamer. and we were talking about how it seemed like in the mid-2000s, like early to mid-2000s, it was like racism didn't really exist because everyone was trying to be a better person. And then all of a sudden, racism started existing again.
Yeah.
This is, disclaimer added, rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversations to create a more inclusive future together, and give comedians absolutely nothing to work with. Okay.
Really?
The advisory note comes after several months of revisionism around the film and TV programs, which could be considered offensive by standards of today. Yeah, so whatever happened to, what was that really, really talked about movie from way, way back, Disney, Song of the South? Oh, that's the one.
Song of the South?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have they put that on Disney Plus?
Do they even, oh, yes, I believe they still have it there, but there's like a content warning that's like, by the way, everyone, just so you know, we're not actually racist. These are just the stereotypes from back in the day. And now they're doing that with the fucking Muppets? Are you kidding me? What? In 18 episodes, what have the Muppets possibly fucking done to someone to warrant that content warning?
Well, you could go into analogies of each puppet, like Beaker.
Okay, like, that's what I thought at the beginning. I remember when, like, PETA got all upset about, like, speciesism. I thought they were going to say something about, like, oh, well, Miss Piggy, I mean, you shouldn't be calling her Miss Piggy because that's offensive, you know, towards, well, you know.
So, calling her by her actual name is offensive.
Yeah, according to PETA, yeah. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. But, like, that's what I thought this was all about. But apparently, no. No. Now there are content warnings on 18 episodes of a kid's show of puppets.
I'm sorry, but something important that most people should know. If you are talking to someone and they say something racist, in general, they're quite dull. It does show their level of intelligence. It helps you grade a person's intelligence by that.
Exactly. Yeah. And here's the thing. Like, that's not what the Muppets or any of these shows that, you know, people claim racism. That's not the intention. That's not what it was all about. You know, people just see things in some crazy political type of lens. It's unfortunate, but, like, that's just how it is.
And when you go to real extremes, you turn around and you get movies like the remake of Mulan.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, that's a whole nother
story. No, seriously, though. What would have been so wrong with turning around and taking an a director with either strong Asian background or asking people in China themselves to take what was made, what was it, like the 90s? And then remake it into something that would be more correct. It just instead of outputting something that they not only managed to piss off cinema owners with, the entire population of China, but bombed even in America. I just crying out loud. The reassessment of old content was prompted by the Black Lives Matter protests last summer and has sparked debate around programs and films ranging from Fawlty Towers, Gone with the Wind, Little Britain, and...
Oh, boy, yeah.
I'm sorry, but Fawlty Towers and Little Britain are, like, English shows, not American. I... 18 episodes of the Muppet Show with the warning have been picked out of... from 5 seasons of Jim Henson's series, which was a big hit in the 1970s and 80s. Oh, it's that old. I thought it was the 90s.
Yeah, I used to watch that when I was a kid. I'm the old gray muzzle guy, and I used to watch that when I was a kid.
I didn't realize the Muppets were that old either.
yeah.
Dude, since the 70s. Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Aside from Cash, other guest hosts of the episodes in question, including Steve Moran, can't pronounce that one, Cleo Lane, Spike, Debbie Harry, and Kenny Rogers. Okay, so what was that person from The Net, the main actor in that? She was also in... I can't even think about it. I remember the actress appeared on The Muppet Show with one of those giant drums on the back and like a personal orchestra walking around on stage.
I'm not sure. No, I guess like she didn't do anything as egregious as these people that, you know, in the article they say, you know, aside from Cash, and then they mention a bunch of other people. So I'm wondering if like maybe they at one point a couple of years ago posted some edgy tweet and they had, you know, the wrong think.
Yeah.
They probably did.
According to the LA Times, the warning refers to negative depictions of people from other cultures, including Native Americans and those from the Middle East. I'm sorry, but when it comes to the Middle East, yeah.
No sympathy.
I've never seen any...
Only for terrorists. You know, no sympathy for those
racism from the Muppets, like, ever. What the crap are they talking about here?
The publications also note that two episodes from the final season are left out entirely, one with Chris Langham, and who was a writer for the show and stepped in to host after a celebrity guest pulled out. Well, you can imagine how many people are going to be trying to download that one illegally.
Everyone.
Went on star in Amanda's... What? The Thick of It was sentenced to 10 months in prison in 2007 for downloading indecent videos of children from the internet. So that was taken down. Right.
And he was a guest on The Muppets? Well, maybe they should have vetted their guests a little bit better.
For stuff they're going to do, what, like 30, 40 years later? Seriously?
It's impossible.
However, another episode starring guest host Brooke Shields is absent from Disney Plus for... Sorry.
I need to hear this.
Oh, laptop was about to die. Another episode starring Brooke Shields is absent from Disney Plus for a different reason, music rights. Okay, so a legitimate reason. Music company who's preventing that are complete assholes. But, I mean, hell, there was a lot of songs that I couldn't get in Australia because no one would license it to the Australians from America.
I mean...
Australians can't have that content. We forbid it.
We can go on a rant about the music industry, but
yeah,
to sum it up, it sucks.
Disclaimer warnings have been previously added to Disney films such as Aladdin, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, The Jungle Book, The Aristocrats, and Dumbo.
Yeah, and Dumbo. They did that to Dumbo, too. What
the Disney Stories Matter website offers several of the films above as examples of films that they feel require a disclaimer and the reasons why, but there is no reference to the Muppets as of yet. Okay, to be honest, putting disclaimers up is far better than turning around and one, cutting it completely, or two, pretending the episode never existed, like what Family Guy did with the Boston Marathon one, where they had Peter Griffin basically drive through a crowd of Boston Marathon runners. Apparently at the time they said, oh no, we didn't have that in there, and whoops. Or Play School when they here in Australia. That was funny.
Well.
Yeah, this stuff happens, but if it happens prior to versus after, you can't yes, we did it. Didn't realize what was going to happen. Sorry. You shouldn't be pulling your hair out, demanding that stuff get taken down, or you're doing it prematurely just to, you know, save people's feelings. Just
yeah. So guys, just imagine you're a young kid and you're, you know, watching Netflix or something, and you want to go watch the next episode of The Muppets. Okay, cool. And then all of a sudden, some advertisement pops up, and it's like, oh, by the way, this depicts some of the racisms, and you have to be careful. This is some misinformation here, guys. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, could you imagine being someone like that young, just trying to watch your favorite show, and now it's telling you that it's a racist thing? I mean, how
hold on a
is
second.
That?
Hold on a second. Who's grooming children again?
What? No. I'm,
no, I mean, I don't know what the word, the correct word for it is, but children are not racist until they're taught to be racist. No, children are not racist until they're taught to be racist.
Exactly. And
that's just
programs like this that are trying to facilitate that.
Children don't know what gay and lesbian, transgenders, and this and that and the other. Children don't know what black and white and Asian and Spanish. Children don't know any of that. All they know is here's the toy, here's the friend, let's play.
And you know what? If Kermit the Frog wants to wear a fucking Native American headdress, you go right along. Y'all go do that. Who cares? That's nice.
I'm just waiting for the day. I'm waiting for the day that they cancel Kermit the Frog because, oh, my, what do you call it? Gay frog. They can't make that, can they?
Oh, no. <You're right>.
Pepe.
I bet Kermit is drinking those chemicals in the water.
They can't make Pepe. They can't. They can turn him into anything they want. They can't really. How do you make the frog gay when the gay frog is bad? But we need the gay frog because my LGBT.
There's a story I heard about years ago. I don't know how true it is, but this goes. Well, I heard it years ago, but this goes back to something like the 50s, maybe the 40s. There was a. Is it called a shelter or where orphanage? And a blind black child came in, so African American. Because the kid was blind, he couldn't see. And one of the people there that took care of the children decided to teach the child to be racist. So every time the kid would hear an African American or someone talking like that, they'd start spouting out racist terms.
Oh.
The problem is, because the kid was blind, he couldn't see himself. And the person who did that thought it was funny. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, for God's sake, you complete dumbass. Also, the person who decided to teach all those words to that kid, to the blind kid, you're an asshole. Yeah, seriously, what the hell? You don't screw with kids' lives like that just to, you know, find a little bit of a chuckle.
Yeah, you know, I always wonder about that, like how blind people think about race or just color in general when it comes to like the color of people's skin or just the color of, you know, objects or just stuff like that. It's really fascinating.
How do you describe the color red to someone who can't see?
Fire, warmth, love.
How do you describe blue?
Let's not do this. Sorry, I'm trying to learn this stuff at the moment. It's driving me up the wall. Describing colors and feelings. It's like,
I mean, I'm lucky. I have very close to 20/20 vision, but I can't see colors in real life. Like, for reals, human eyes can see, like, I don't know, 800 million colors or something. I can see 8. That's good enough for me, but I don't need to see colors because I'm 20/20 vision, so good enough. But seriously, how do you describe racism, the color of someone's skin, to someone who can't see anything at all.
I'm pretty sure they were going over the way a person would speak.
What is...
I'm guessing, yeah. But it's stuff like that. That child wasn't racist because he was racist. He was racist because he was taught to be racist, as Aviro pointed out. You teach people to be racist.
Exactly. They don't know what racism is. They don't know the difference. All they know is, all right, I'm a kid. My skin color is brown. There's another child over there. Her skin color is pale white, and she has long, straight hair. And you know what? I don't care if she's beautiful or she's ugly. She's a friend, and we play together. She's fun.
And I've seen stories online where people, yeah, let's move on to the next subject, because this is, let's go from, you know, like,
yeah, regular fire to a bit napalm. Too deep into here.
Segway.
Yeah. All right, so let's tackle Twitter.
Oh, boy. It's always a fun time when it's Twitter.
Now, this fun little picture was done by the Rogues on...
I love this emote, but like, oh man, that's good.
Let's not go there.
I agree.
This GIF is done by the Rogues on Fur Affinity, so.
Yeah, I know about Fur Affinity. That's a whole nother topic. Oh,
who wants to do this one? How about you, No Dragons, please?
Sure, I parked. I should be able to read it.
All right, cool.
All right. Twitter is considering... Oh, you're scrolling fast.
Oh, wait. There's stuff above this?
Oh. The title. Twitter is considering letting users pay accounts they like. Twitter is exploring a way to allow users to become paid subscribers to Twitter accounts they really like. The company teased the feature, which it's calling Super Follows, during its Analyst Day presentation on Thursday. If implemented, users would have the ability to pay creators for additional content within their Twitter feeds, including exclusive announcements and newsletters. We're rethinking incentives and exploring solutions to provide monetary incentive models for creators and publishers to be directly supported by their audience, Twitter said in its presentation. A company spokesperson told CNN Business that super follows are not yet available, but Twitter will have more to share in the coming months. So Twitter, oh, there's more. I was about to say, Twitter wants to pull in OnlyFans is what I'm getting on this. The social media company has been exploring subscription options in recent months in an attempt to make money from its users and diversify beyond its core advertising business. Last month, it announced the acquisition of newsletter company Revue. The concept of users paying for exclusive content from creators has become increasingly popular with the rise of platforms such as OnlyFans and Substack. I don't even know what Substack is, but... Do you guys?
Yeah.
No idea.
Not really.
No.
I feel like they're trying to bank on, like, subscription services.
Oh, okay.
And also OnlyFans as well. Like, that seems like the route that they're going.
I mean, we know what OnlyFans is. I just didn't know what Substack was, so.
Well, something just popped into my mind, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word here on YouTube. It starts with a S-I and ends with an M-P.
I think YouTube allows it.
Yeah, I know Twitch doesn't allow that. but that just popped into my mind as you were reading this.
I'm not
Twitter. Oh, sorry. Twitter on Thursday also announced ambitious growth targets for the next few years, saying it aims to more than double its annual revenue to $7.5 billion by the end of 2023, by which time it also aims to hit or exceed 315 million monetizable daily active users, up from its current 192 million. Twitter stock rose more than 10% on Thursday following the announcements before giving up some of those gains later in the day. So, so here's my question,
Wait, Twitter stock rose 10% because of that statement? Is that what I'm saying here?
That's what it said, yeah.
two things Whoa. Just now popped into my mind again. Number one, the GameStop. And number two, they've been hemorrhaging money ever since they kicked off half the people on their own platform. They did it to themselves.
Look, Twitter, if they hadn't gone around canceling people and brought this in, they probably would have been fine. But at this point, it's an exclusive platform. Unless you are calling for violence towards people that you don't like, or like a business, they don't want you, and now they want to start charging. This is... Whoops.
Twitter.
Yeah.
So here's the question, though, right? What's going to happen with all the Facebook posts that are just screenshots of tweets? How's that going to be handled?
I don't know.
Because someone paid $25 to see this one tweet that says, oh, look at my butt. And then it's being screenshotted, and it's just an emoji.
Wouldn't that kind of lead to like what YouTube does? Where like, if you have a lot of subscribers, like all the advertisers like you, like the algorithm will kind of just, you know, bump you up to the most relevant video. I feel like that might happen with Twitter too.
That's what YouTube decides is trending, not what's actually trending. Same thing with Google, who owns them. So when you're
going to become,
yeah, they pay more, so they show up more.
Even the Google results are getting skewed horribly these days. I mean, it's far worse than what it used to be like 4 or 5 years ago. Now it's, I mean, I have to start using sites like GoDuckGo and even bloody Bing for crying out loud to get what I'm wanting half the time.
DuckDuckGo is my favorite.
Bing's all right. Yeah, DuckDuckGo. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I definitely hate it because I felt like I used to be able to search up like research articles with ease, right? And now anytime I try to search up like a topic, the first three things I get are either WebMD, CNN, or Fox News. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not
right?
looking for this, though. I'm looking for scholarly stuff, not, you know, oh, what's the clickbait article?
Sorry, yeah, but exactly. I missed the day.
Like, even BuzzFeed, like, pops up, too, like, in the first top five.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Like, how lame is that? Like, no one wants to see that shit.
What's a real shame? Sorry, so at one point, if you were Googling information for sex ed while you're in school, you'd get a list of literal porn sites. And that had a huge impact on a lot of children at the time. Well, they were doing research for a class, and instead they get literal tons of porn just popping up on their page. They can't make up their minds about either doing things properly or, I mean, I even remember the domain, like, I think it was like .sex or .xxx or something for, you know, legitimate porn sites to use. And that was illegal porn sites wouldn't use that. I just crying out loud. Sorry, it's just... Yeah, a lot of this really gets into me, and I really hate it. But
that's just some crazy stuff.
As I said, but if Twitter had done this prior to start kicking everyone off, it would have been fine. But no, instead of just like delisting people from like the main sort of public feeds, no, we have to literally kick them off our platform because we don't want that. Businesses in the real world learned that if you don't service the entire community, people wanting to pay your money, you're kind of stabbing yourself in the back.
Yeah. But that apparently doesn't work with online businesses. So what I don't understand about this is, and bear with me, because I don't understand the appeal of OnlyFans either, but why would you pay for exclusive content that you know someone's probably going to take and distribute anyway? But to top it off, Why can there not just be like a tip option? Like, oh, okay, this was a cool Twitter post. I want to give this person monetary compensation. Here you go. Here's a tip.
Tip jar. Coffee. Yeah. What was that thing? Buy them a coffee or something.
Oh, yeah. Buy them a coffee. Yeah. I mean, why, what? I don't get how that business model is not as good as like, oh, well, you're going to have to pay $25 if you want to see this tweet from CNN.
I think the issue is what they haven't done is made it clear exactly how they intend to implement this. So unfortunately, we're sort of barking at the wind at the moment.
Yeah, they don't need to make anything clear. It sounds stupid no matter how you put it, no matter what you put into it. Sounds pretty stupid to me.
But isn't this a way media companies could limit information given to the general public? Like, oh, hey, CNN made this tweet about this, but you can't unlock it unless you pay $10.
Well, hold on. What if this wasn't designed to encourage the general public, but just as a way to get investors happy?
Maybe.
So an example would be there was a virus that was released allegedly by the NSA. It was specifically designed to only attack and cause problems in an Iranian nuclear facility. So they unleashed it on the entire planet. I remember cleaning computers of this damn thing. It was piss-ass annoying. But it was successful because it eventually got to its target. Same sort of thing with media. If you release and let everyone see it, it'll only make sense to those who it's meant for.
Wasn't that the plot for Contagion?
Contagion?
Contagion.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I thought the plot for Contagion was like this woman brought,
and then there was like some dude trying to like spread his shit. He's like, "Oh, you know, buy this particular drug, and you're gonna be fine."
Oh, I love those parents that turned around after their daughter died from a drug overdose, or their son. They started selling glass to a bunch of junkies, and people just started dropping dead because they were snorting up.
Yikes! Wow. Holy crap, dude, that's terrible.
The shit people do these days, to be honest.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I don't understand the appeal of exclusive content when it comes to individuals.
The issue is when exclusive content comes in, people shift to only doing exclusive content and reject the idea of getting new customers. I have seen that with Patreon and the furry art community in general. So occasionally you'll see some places that, oh, yes, you know, we'll put out advertisement in the public. But in general, I've seen a lot of people who just literally stop posting stuff publicly and will only do it to people who are paying the money.
Right. And this is the thing that I think is going to be happening with Twitter. Let's say if you're a fan of someone, maybe they're an artist or they're a celebrity or whatever, and you want to donate some money to them, Twitter is going to take a cut of that, like, you know, some percentage. You know, kind of like what Twitch does or YouTube donations, you know, stuff like that. And I think that's the type of market that Twitter is trying to get into. Which is very strange, though, because, like, if you're not subscribed or, like, if you don't pay and then you can't see your favorite tweets from your favorite artist, I feel like that's a little sketchy.
A site like OnlyFans was set up for monetary purposes only, and that is good.
Yeah, and then it became, like, a porn site. Like, that's really what OnlyFans actually is. Like, let's get real.
Twitter should really have stuck to the idea of donations. You can still make a profit over that by simply nabbing a little bit that comes in each time. But still, if they'd kept with the donations and kept with the public idea, or you have to be approved by the... Sorry, there's... Well, you have to actually be a follower to see stuff, fine, but to completely cut it off just because you're not getting paid money, it takes away what the original intent of the internet was. It really does.
Yeah, I know.
And then again, people who don't have the money to pay, obviously they're not good enough for you.
Well, and then doesn't that just encourage the information disparity between, you know, the people who can pay and the people who can't?
This has been my problem for years, especially with Patreon. I'll admit that I have seen some people in the furry art community where they'll post things publicly on a regular basis. And also on their, and like give you the high resolutions if you're phoning up money for it. That's a great model. That's something everyone should be doing, but a lot of people don't.
All right, here's another thing, right? This is the YouTube model. You can make your videos, or you can make videos of specific series that are only available for people who are like paying, like, you know, donating to your channel as channel members, right? So for the people who donate
a
certain tier,
I don't have
a
problem with that. Not at all.
The people who pay a certain tier get exclusive content, but you're still able to post to everyone else.
Sort of like Steven Crowder does with Mug Club.
The way that Twitter's doing it, though, that's weird.
It sounds similar to the way movies do it, where you can go to the cinema, you can watch the movie, you can rent the movie from the DVD store or digitally online. But if you want to see like the bonus content, the deleted scenes, behind the scenes sort of stuff, you have to buy the movie. Great. You know, that's a great model.
Right.
You still get the content.
And there's
just
a big
additional
difference
stuff you have to pay
between, like, you choosing to donate to someone versus you have to pay to see something. Like, there's a big difference there. Like, true fans, they're gonna be, you know, okay, sure, I'll throw you a few dollars, you know, like I'll donate, I'll be a supporter or whatever, like, and they choose to do that. But then when it comes to like you have to pay to see something that you want to see, that's a different thing, you know.
Well, here Steven Crowder does a thing on his thing. The first hour of his show is free, and if you want to see what happens after, you pay a certain thing, it's called Mug Club or whatever. But
yeah, I know.
You get a good full hour of content before you have to pay to see the other stuff.
Exactly.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
I'm a Mug Club member. to watch Crowder. Yeah, I fucking love his show. I love his podcast. And I made that decision to pay that every month and see a show. I think it's great.
There's a business. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Javira.
Oh.
Who the what?
Who knows about Vaseline?
Vaseline?
Yes. It's a white petroleum jelly that you can buy from the chemist, or what Americans would call the drugstore.
I know
drugstore.
What Vaseline is. I'm just not sure why you're mentioning that.
Yeah.
Well, this stuff's great for like pains and that sort of stuff. If you got like scrapes. Do you know how it got started?
How?
Well, apparently the person behind it. Now, this is something I've heard. Went out to an oil field and discovered that, well, the petroleum jelly that was being pulled out of the ground was being rubbed on like cuts and wounds and stuff to make it better, and it did actually do the job.
The most random thing I've ever heard.
So he took the stuff, changed it so it was the way it is now, and then he started handing it out to people in little jars.
Okay.
Went to the chemists and the drugstores, and he said, look, if you want more of this stuff, here's my details, here's how you can order it. So the customers with like little tiny vials, they go, oh, you know, this stuff's sweet. And when it ran out, they want more. So they just simply went and bought it. It's a type of business model where you give out samples for free, and then if you want more, yeah, you have to pay for it.
I see where you're going with this. Like at the shopping mall when they used to have food courts, well, when they used to have shopping malls, you see the person in front of the Chinese food restaurant and they give out free orange chicken on a toothpick. You like it, they gave it to you for free. Well, you want some more? Gotta pay.
I, you know, those darn people got me to buy from the Chinese food stands all the time, too.
I love it!
Unfortunately, there are people out there who decided that the only thing they will do is, if you don't pay, I won't even show you anything.
You gotta have some kind of bait on the hook when you go fishing. You want to catch something, you gotta bait the hook.
Oh, guys, we have a live comment from Foxcar the Husky. He says, Vaseline was my mama's cure-all. My grandpa used turpentine. I've got a couple jars of it. Oh, no, Mr. Boxcar. My goodness. Well, I'm very glad to hear that.
Oop, ooh, someone just went. Oh, wait, that's the wrong article. Anyway, should we wrap it up now? Or?
You fucking potato, what you doing?
Twit. I love that name.
So I'm worried, right? Because Avira is bonkers, and he might actually spend money on Twitter.
I'm pretty fucked up, yeah. Of course I am, but whatever. Who cares? What's up?
Well,
what are you saying, no dragons?
Oh, I don't know. It just... What's the incentive for putting out free content on Twitter now, then? If you can just get paid for it.
Well, I get... Honestly, I think, like, if you are going to get paid on Twitter, you have to make, like, some really good jokes that give, like, you a lot of likes and a lot of retweets and stuff like that. You know, kind of like YouTube, like, with the whole algorithm thing. Like, the more interaction you have, like, you're probably going to get paid more, right?
Right.
Like, if you made some, like, edgy joke and you got, like, 1,000 retweets... Yeah, maybe Twitter would give you some money for that because they're like, "Oh, it looked like you're a very fascinating interviewer."
Edgy is not allowed. Twitter will, like Noble just said, Twitter will kick you. Funny memories will come out.
Here's something I find fascinating.
I meant just funny.
Mildly sarcastic.
Yes, mildly sarcastic. There you go. Mildly sarcastic.
Yes.
That's basically the same ass thing, but okay.
Hey Vera, I got something to tell you, alright?
Oh yeah? Yeah, go for it.
Make sure you join the new world order that is tolerant of all things, and if you don't, we're gonna ban you from everything.
No. Well,
do you see that? Do you see the irony of it?
I don't know, because, like, I don't know if I can see it, because I'm sitting on top of the pyramid right now, and all of you plebeians look like ants to me, and long live the New World Order. So, you know, whatevs.
It's slightly ironic that to be more progressive, we ban more and more things.
I know, right? Isn't that stupid?
How is that progressive at all?
It's not. Like, they hate free speech.
It feels like it feels like totalitarianism.
Well, let's not go too far into that.
Totalitarian. I actually don't know the actual word, but
Totalitarianism.
There we go.
Pony up, or you won't be able to see what happens in the next 5 minutes.
I'm not going to get too deep into politics here because we're furries and we're supposed to, you know, not get into that kind of crazy bonker shit.
The world is bonkers.
I realized it's. What? Who? Me? Yes, I am.
No, I said the world.
Oh, dude, the world is fucking bonkers. Yeah, you're damn right.
I love that bobcat.
Who, what?
Bonkers. You remember Disney had a TV show, a cartoon, sorry, in the 90s called Bonkers?
Bonkers the Bobcat.
Yeah, as a police officer.
Oh, I don't know that.
His partner's name was Eddie, I think.
Yeah, and halfway through the show, it became a woman. What? He died and replaced with a woman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, okay. That's right.
It was supposed to be a Roger Rabbit animated series, but that didn't happen. So instead of ditching the concept, they just decided to create their own new character. Hence the reason why the first series of Bonkers is a whole lot like Roger Rabbit movie.
I did like that movie. It's pretty good.
It is. Maybe
watch Bonkers. It's like hearing a pin scream while it falls to the ground.
Alrighty, everyone. It's around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe we've wrapped up everything that we had to say.
Yeah, we didn't get too off topic this time. Well, we did. We just had time to do it.
We had a damn good show. That was great. So I guess we'll just go on and say our things. Inu, what's up? Y'all just sniffing the camera, as you do. Doggo. You're adorable.
All right.
I love you.
Great show. Great friends. Stupidity. I love it. What else can I say? I love you guys.
I love you too, buddy. You're fucking awesome. All right, Inu. No, not Inu. Sorry. I meant no dragons, please. Any closing statements today?
If you haven't gone and bought all the McDonald's toys away from the kids so you get the Pokemon cards, go do that. Because why do the kids need the cards?
Exactly. Okay. And how about you, Noble?
The next internet fad, shutting off the internet. No, seriously, like shutting off the internet for a couple of hours to, well, you know, relax.
It's good. It's great to unplug.
I believe they call that going outside.
What about mobile phones?
Leave at home.
So when I'm outside, my mobile phone is literally a music player, and that's it.
All right. Noble, you want to head us out?
Okay. Let's see where we got. Here we go. So our show can be found on Podcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, BitChute, and whatever else decides to rear its ugly head in the next couple of years for, podcasting stuff. We're also over on Twitch. Feeling a little twitchy yet? Is that it? Should I end it now, or?
Bye-bye!
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, that's where we are. If y'all want to find us there, that's how it is. Fuck yeah!
Night!
Long live the Furry Raiders!